Oasis Coffee, Baldwin Coffee Centre, owner number 1, 1962 to 1979, Byron Theophanis. Byron arrived in Australia working with his brother in Brunswick in a fruit shop and roasted coffee. After falling out, he left in 1962 and set up Oasis Coffee in Baldwin at 302 Whitehorse Road, servicing the growing European-style retail and wholesale coffee market. He lived above the shop with his family, wife Golfo, and three children, Rena, Lee, and Tina. They later moved to North Baldwin. Golfo and his sister ran the retail shop front, while Byron roasted and did deliveries on the wholesale side. He built up the business supplying cafes and had to move the wholesale business to Burwood, taking on a partner for that arm, Chris Gregory. In 1979, he sold the retail shop in Baldwin to Paul Theodore. He continued to run the wholesale coffee business supplying cafes and restaurants with his partner, Chris Gregory, until they sold the wholesale business to Paul Theodore in 1980. Owner number 2, 1979 to 1980, Nicholas Theodore. Paul arrived in Australia aged 16 in 1949 from a small village called Versova in Peloponnese, Greece, fleeing a civil war post-World War II. He was returning to Greece for a holiday in 1958 and met my mother, Spiridula Kapobasis. They married in Australia in 1959. For 30 years, Paul had served behind the hospitality counter of Melbourne CBD cafes and restaurants, many of which he owned, making espresso coffees in the infancy of the multicultural cafe scene. He learnt the art of roasting and serviced Baldwin and surrounding suburbs with the finest freshly roasted coffee. In 1979, Paul decided to change tack and roast coffee behind the Baldwin retail counter, buying the Oasis Coffee wholesale business from Byron, adding new shelving and display counters for a wider range of products, introducing such new products as Nutella and cheese spread, imported biscuits, chocolates, lollies and nuts. In 1980, he also roasted coffee beans for the many cafes and restaurants spreading around Melbourne, and in 1986 purchased Griffiths Coffee and Tea, whose 300-kilogram roaster, brought in to serve the US troops stationed during World War II, could cater for the distribution Australia-wide. The Burwood factory they outgrew and needed larger premises, and the Griffiths Coffee Company opportunity gave them a larger warehouse and a bigger roaster to facilitate supplying more customers. It also gave them the opportunity to use a forklift to carry the 60 kilo sacks of coffee instead of putting them on their shoulder and carrying them into the warehouse. A young, humble village boy from war-torn Europe grew to be a giant, but still humble, much-loved community business leader, friend, husband, and father.